With your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports, the top local stories of the week, I'm KDWA Sports Director Nick Tuckner reporting. For more sports updates, you can always check us out on the internet at KDWA.com. After not having a season in 2020, not knowing who is coming back to the Raider team, and having a brand new head coach, the Hastings Raiders girls softball team had a terrific season, going 12-8 overall and deep into the Section 3-4A playoffs. Head coach Jen Thiesing joined KDWA Sports to talk about this 2021 campaign and to look forward to 2022. Coach Thiesing on what it was like just getting this 2021 season going.
Yeah, I mean, when we set out this year, my only expectation was just to have a season, and we were going to do, you know, whatever we were asked to do to be able to get that done. And, you know, as we went through things and, you know, restrictions started getting lifted and, you know, I could actually, like, see everybody's face for once and do all those things, I think the kids really started to relax and be able to, you know, say, oh, yeah, this is what this feels like again, and we're having fun and we're doing good things. It was a good year. I'm glad we finished the way we did.
With no 2020 season and no seniors coming into 2021, there were absolutely no expectations on this Raider team, and they showed it in their 12-8 season.
Well, I mean, like you said, I really had no idea what to expect with this group of kids, and I'm pleasantly surprised, very happy with how we finished, and honestly, we're bringing everybody back, so I'm very excited for what we're going to be doing next year.
There's no doubt early in the season that the Raiders had to overcome some challenges, but they overcame them with strong play.
Well, I think really the biggest challenge for me was learning the kids in those first couple games. And so I told them that first loss against Hill was totally on me because, you know, I had some personnel management that I should have and could have dealt with differently and didn't. But, you know, we learned from that, and really being able to see the offensive power and making sure that our pitchers stayed within themselves so that they weren't overextending, I think that really took us off for the rest of the year.
Looking out into the field, the Raiders really improved throughout the year in the pitcher's ring. And the 1-2 punch of Haley Hoff and Carly Schmidt got better every single game in practice. That'll be huge with both coming back in 2022.
I agree completely. Haley, she shows a lot of grit every day at practice. You know, she works super hard. She never complains. I mean, she actually took a beating quite a bit when facing some of our own hitters and stuff, but, you know, never complained. Took a picture of the bruise and got back out on the field, kind of a personality there. So, yeah, she's been a workhorse this season, and Carly was a wonderful compliment to her to be able to come in and work those extra innings when we needed her to. So, yeah, it was a good 1-2 pair there.
The offensive punch we saw from this Raider team through 20 games is only a glimpse of what we will see in 2022 with everybody coming back. Add more excitement into the mix with the batting order 1-9.
I mean, how lucky am I? I mean, most coaches are lucky if they've got one player that can, you know, they can rely on and get some runs in. But, you know, we put up 199 runs in the regular season, pretty close to 30 or some in section play. So we can take the ball and do some great things with it. I think a big part of that is, you know, the kids are able to talk to each other and that information gets passed right along down the line. Like, hey, she's throwing curveballs today, or the ump is not calling this outside corner, so let's not swing at that. So they're really good at communicating with each other. And quite frankly, it hasn't been from a lot of coaching for me. My whole philosophy with hitting is, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And there was not a lot broken in our hitting performance this year.
After a very good end of the regular season, the Raiders carried their 5-game win streak into the postseason and went 2-2 in the Section 3-4A playoffs. That's another huge building block heading into 2022.
Oh, definitely. I mean, I think it was a great culmination to the whole regular season to come in and really take on some tough competition. Egan was playing really well at the end of the season too, and I think if they had been able to kind of keep their head together, that would have been a closer game for them. But like you said, they work really hard and definitely kept us in every single game. The two park games were close. I hope to get them next year. I would love to play more section games within the regular season schedule.
Coming out of the playoffs into next year with this whole team coming back, Hastings has a ton of confidence heading into whether it's the conference or sectional season in 2022.
You hit the nail on the head there. We're going into next season as a very confident team, and they know what they can do. I think we ended the season kind of knowing where our weak spots were and what we needed to work on. So it's very, very few things, very little things that we can change to make us a very unstoppable team.
It's extremely rare, especially in a big school like Hastings, to have your whole varsity team coming back with no graduates. And like we said, 12-8 through 20 games, 2-2 in the playoffs, there's a ton to build on. Coach Thiesing looks into her 2022 crystal ball as to where this team could go.
So here's the deal. I've been coaching for 10 years, and it always seems like at the end of the season, you know, you get to that last game and you say your good jobs and everything, and as a coach, you kind of can take a breath and be like, okay, I can relax, I can take a break, season's over. I got to this last game this year, and I'm ready to come back. You know, I'm like, that's the first time that's ever happened in 10 years for me where I'm like, who cares? Let's get to March 2022. I'm ready to get this state run going here. So we've got this great group of kids. They can only go up. A lot of them are still playing summer ball. They've got great coaches there that, you know, are going to help them and keep them active and everything else. So I want to get them back, and I want to get going again.
In her first year as head coach of the Raiders, I also asked Thiesing how she grew as a coach in her first season at Hastings High School.
I mean, honestly, for me, this year was just getting my confidence back and making sure that I could still do good things out on the field with the kids and having them grow as people. You know, that's my main purpose as a coach. It's not really wins or losses. It's improvement and making sure that everybody has a positive experience. So I think that was accomplished this year, and I'm happy that I got to do it here.
After this first season as head coach of the Raiders, Thiesing also feels that this is home.
Oh, it definitely happened this year. This place feels like home. The community has been wonderful. Booster Club has been great. I've had a great experience in my first full year here. So I'm happy to be leading this program and happy where I landed after everything. So this is definitely a good spot for me to be.
Coach Thiesing has big goals for the 2022 season, and it doesn't include stopping in the sectional playoffs.
Well, first of all, just getting back together with the girls. They're a great group of kids. I had a blast. I think they all had a blast as well. We really gelled with our personalities together, and I think we had a lot of fun. And second of all, I just want to predict hoisting at least the section championship for everybody, and we'll see what we can do at state. That's my goal.
That was head coach Jen Thiesing of the Hastings Raiders girls softball team, who graduates no players and finishes 12-8. A big hat tip to one of our area youth baseball teams, as the Hastings U11A Blue Team had a great regular season as they finished up their 2021 campaign with a 16-0 undefeated record. The Raiders are now qualified for two state tournaments, in the MBT State Tournament in Chanhassen and then the Gopher State Tournament held in Farmington. If you have a youth sports team making waves, let us know about it at sports@kittywa.com. This has been your Week in Review in local Tri-County sports on KittyWA AM 1460 and 97.7 FM. For more sports anytime you want them, check us out on the internet at kittywa.com. I'm Nick Tuckner reporting.